From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. 2023 State Budget of Indonesia focused on employment and poverty alleviation. The Indonesian government encourages sustainable tourism through several strategic focuses. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appealed to all ministerial ranks to channel the 2023 state budget into productive activities, especially pertaining to job creation. As reported by Antara, according to the head of state during a plenary cabinet meeting at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday, apart from productive programs, the 2023 state budget is also focused on completing national priority programs, such as reducing standing rates, lowering extreme poverty, and the agenda ahead of the 2024 election. Based on this directive, the president urged the relevant ministries to encourage local governments to use village funds to boost the regional economy. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has set a focus on encouraging sustainable tourism. In an effort to develop sustainable tourism, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has several strategic focuses on quality and sustainability. The Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in an interview via Zoom with RRI Voice of Indonesia on Monday, conveyed the focus was on strengthening the supply chain to strengthen domestic products, encouraging domestic tourism capabilities of 1.4 billion movements of domestic tourists and 7.4 million foreign tourist arrivals, strengthening the domestic ecosystem by revitalizing tourism destinations and improving tourism attractions. Besides, the ministry also focuses on increasing human resource capabilities, increasing access to the financial sector for micro, small, and medium enterprises, as well as market development.
Also, we improving local human resource competency, strengthening, implementing the inclusive aspects and sustainability within the tourism and creative economy sectors. We're also encouraging the spread and access to finance for micro, small, medium enterprises, and we are facilitating the market development through boosting their marketing by attending or arranging exhibitions and expos. And also for this year, for 2023, we are accelerating the intellectual property rights as a basis of a strategy to empower the local economy.
Furthermore, Minister Sandiaga Uno pointed out that his party also continuously works with some stakeholders in maintaining the strength of the recovery of the tourism sector and the creative economy. Next, we have, based on the annual travel trend report from an economic service network and budget hotels from India, spontaneous tourism travel trend in Indonesia has increased by 14% in 2022. It is recorded that more than 2.4 million bookings were made one day before the trip and on the day of travel. The report also noted Bali as the main destination for New Year celebrations, while Bandung, Yogyakarta, Jakarta, and Semarang are leading tourism destinations. In response to the report, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy of Indonesia, Sandiaga Uno, on Monday in Jakarta pointed out he is optimistic that the spontaneous tourism trend in 2023 will accelerate the achievement of 1.4 billion domestic tourist movement.
Tren wisata spontan ini kami yakini di 2023.
We believe that the trend of spontaneous tourism by 2023 will accelerate the achievement of 1.4 billion domestic movements with a contribution value of tourism gross domestic product above 4%. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further conveyed that the increase of spontaneous tourism trend was triggered by the easing of regulations for implementing restrictions on community activities or PPKM due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He hopes the increase of spontaneous tourism trend will be a momentum for stakeholders to accelerate the regulation related to tourism policy. The last national news comes from Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who made a courtesy call on Singapore President Halimah Yacob at the Singapore Presidential Palace on Monday. As quoted by Antara, Amin pointed out that the governments pray that 2023 will be a better year for both countries. During the meeting, which took place from 3 to 4 p.m. local time, he conveyed warm regards from President Joko Widodo to the Singaporean president and gave her New Year wishes. That's according to a press release received by Antara on the same day. The vice president said the progress in bilateral relations between the two countries would be discussed in depth by President Jokowi and the Prime Minister of Singapore in the near future. Now we move to the international news. An American-Iranian imprisoned in Iran has begun a 7-day hunger strike to protest against the failure of the U.S. to free him and other dual nationals. Sia Maknamazi appealed to President Joe Biden in an open letter to honor his government's promise to make bringing them home its highest priority. He asked Mr. Biden to spend 1 minute a day for 7 days thinking about them. Namazi was arrested in 2015 and later sentenced to 10 years in jail on spying charges that the U.S. said were baseless. The 51-year-old executive started his hunger strike 7 years to the day that Iran released 5 Americans in a prisoner exchange that coincided with the implementation day of a nuclear deal with the U.S. and other world powers. Johor Bahru Singapore Rapid Transit System Link is on track to be operational by end 2026, with the foreign ministers for both Singapore and Malaysia noting the progress made in construction of the cross-border rail project. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com in a statement released on Monday, following a meeting between Singapore's Foreign Affairs Minister, Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan, and his Malaysian counterpart, Zamri Abdul Kadir, Singapore's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Minister Balakrishnan and Minister Zamri took stock of the Singapore and Malaysia bilateral relationship. They noted the good progress on the Johor Bahru Singapore Rapid Transit System Link project and look forward to the commencement of passenger services by end of 2026. We end the news with Germany's much-criticized defense minister announced her resignation on Monday following a series of missteps while her department steers the massive project of modernizing the country's military and oversees expanding weapons deliveries to Ukraine. As reported by VOAnews.com, Christine Lambrecht conveyed in a written statement that she had submitted her resignation to Chancellor Olaf Scholz, adding that months of media focus on "my person" in quotation mark had stood in the way of factual debate about the military and Germany's security policy. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Maintaining Indonesian Sovereignty in the North Natuna Sea. Indonesia is an archipelagic country with more than 17,500 islands and a coastline that stretches for 108,000 kilometers. The vast geographical conditions certainly present a lot of potential resources that can be explored, and their sovereignty must be maintained. Recently, the Indonesian Navy has alerted for Indonesian warships to protect the sovereignty of the North Natuna Sea. This was said by the Chief of the Staff of the Indonesian Navy, or KASAL, Admiral TNI Muhammad Ali, after the 2023 Dharma Ocean Day ceremony of the main deck of the Indonesian warship Banda Aceh at the Military Maritime Crossing Command Headquarters in Jakarta on Monday. As reported by Reuters News Agency, the Indonesian Navy has deployed warships to the North Natuna Sea to monitor Chinese Coast Guard ships sailing around the waters on Saturday. Vessel tracking data shows CCG-5901 has been near the Tuna Block gas field and Vietnam's Chim Sao oil and gas field since December 30, 2022. Apart from China's Coast Guard vessels, both similar vessels and fishing vessels belonging to Vietnam are also often seen trafficking in the surrounding North Natuna Sea. According to the Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Admiral TNI Muhammad Ali,
The Indonesian Navy will act if it encounters foreign ships carrying out exploration and exploitation activities of marine resources in Indonesian territory. He also emphasized that until now, the situation in the waters of the North Natuna Sea was relatively safe and there were no things that could cause new provocations. The preparedness of the Indonesian Navy in protecting the sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia in the North Natuna Sea is quite justified. The extent of Indonesia's marine wealth is of course prone to theft of natural resources, piracy, terrorism, human trafficking, and border disputes. This situation, of course, requires Indonesia to strengthen its maritime security, especially in areas bordering neighboring countries. Even though the condition of North Natuna Sea is relatively safe, preparedness must always be carried out in order to maintain national sovereignty and as a preventive measure. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
The story starts with the event on January 17, 1948, when the Ranville Agreement was signed by Indonesia and the Netherlands. The Ranville Agreement was an agreement between Indonesia and the Netherlands, which was mediated by a commission of three countries, namely the US, Australia, and Belgium. The agreement began in December 1947 and it was signed on January 17, 1948, on the US warship deck USS Ranville as a neutral place which docked at Tanjung Priok Port in Jakarta. The most important content of the Ranville Agreement is that the Dutch only recognized Central Java, Yogyakarta, and Sumatra as Indonesian territory. The existence of a demarcation line of Indonesian territory and the Dutch and Indonesian force must leave territories which were controlled by the Dutch. But the Ranville Agreement was violated after the Dutch launched the aggression on Yogyakarta and arrested President Sukarno and Vice President Mohammad Hatta. Next event is that in 1961, when Congo leader Patrice Lumumba was killed. Patrice Lumumba was an anti-colonial leader of Anti-Colonial of Africa and the first Prime Minister of the Republic of Democratic Congo, who was elected democratically after independence from Belgium in June 1960. Patrice Lumumba restored the dignity of his country, but it was opposed by the West, especially Belgium, France, and the US. Thus, the three countries conspired with the local regime in Congo, leader of the tribe and military, to overthrow Lumumba. 10 weeks later, Patrice Lumumba's leadership was overthrown by coup d'etat. Then he was jailed and killed on January 17, 1961, an action which was conducted by assistance of the Belgian government. Finally, in 2002, the Belgian government officially apologized to Congo people for involvement in the coup and killed Patrice Lumumba. And today in story with the event in 1995, earthquake shook Kobe City. An earthquake measuring 7.2 on the Richter scale devastated Kobe City in Japan and killed more than 6,400 people, injured more than 40,000 residents, and left about 300,000 people homeless. According to the Japan Times, this earthquake was the first major earthquake to hit the city. It was the Japan's biggest disaster since World War II. The earthquake occurred in the morning at around 5:46 local time. Although the earthquake lasted only about 12 seconds, there were about 240,000 houses destroyed by this severe tremor, including the city's infrastructure, which was also destroyed. As a result, around 360,000 people had to be evacuated to refugee locations that are considered safer. And listener, that's today in history.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is on Indonesia emphasizes sustainability of global energy transition at IRENA meeting. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif pointed out that the pressure to accelerate the energy transition process is an urgency that must be prepared by every country. Effort must be made to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions and hold back the rate of global temperatures. Arifin Tasrif stated it at the 13th session of the Assembly of the International Renewable Energy Agency, or IRENA, in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates on Saturday local time. Quoting a press release of the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Minister Arifin Tasrif conveyed Indonesia's commitment to continue accelerating the energy transition in 2023. He explained that various efforts were being made, such as the program to accelerate the development of new renewable energy, ending operational stages of the steam power plant earlier, co-firing biomass at the electric steam power plant, the mandatory 30% biodiesel program, and the development of a supergrid electricity network. At the high-level plenary session, Arifin Tasrif explained that these are Indonesia's real steps toward net zero emissions in 2060 or sooner. This also to show Indonesia's support to the United Nations Climate Conference, or COP28, to ensure that the program is already running as planned. Arifin Tasrif added, the Indonesian government is also preparing various legal umbrellas to provide conducive business certainty in the new renewable energy sector, so as to increase the utilization of the development of the new renewable energy industry and the national economy. During the meeting, Minister Arifin Tasrif also mentioned the role of Southeast Asia in realizing the accelerated energy transition. One of the aggressive steps is carried out through the development of low-carbon technology innovations with large funding. Quoting an IRENA report, he said in 2050, ASEAN will need financing of US$29.4 trillion for fuel, operation, and maintenance costs, as well as the financing cost scenario with 100% renewable energy. At the 13th session of the Assembly of the International Renewable Energy Agency, Indonesia became vice president together with Zimbabwe, Belgium, and Uruguay. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you.
prasangka atau memang benar firasat ku bahwa dirimu telah berubah. Senyummu berbeda. Benar saja, ada hati lain yang kau jaga. Seakan-akan ku tak bisa membaca. Kau buat seperti tak ada yang terluka. Lakukanlah semaumu sampai kau lelah menyakitiku. Sebisaku takkan mengusikmu. Ku akan mencoba mengerti dirimu. Dan benar saja, ada hati lain kau jaga. Seakan-akan ku tak bisa membaca. Kau buat seperti tak ada yang terluka.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Bogor, West Java, one of the tourism destinations which is located not far from Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia. In Bogor, there are many interesting tourism destinations. If you are a lover of water tourism, the Terrace Tepus Valley Waterfall can be your next tourism destination. Tepus Valley is located within the Mount Halimun Salak National Park area. You will feel the cool air and shady forest trees around the Tepus Valley waterfall. The location of this valley is in Pasir Rengit, Gunung Sari, Bogor Regency, West Java. The distance from the Tepus Valley from Bogor City is about 30 kilometers and takes about 1 hour 30 minutes. For a vacation to Tepus Valley, you will be charged 10,000 rupiah. Parking rates for motorbikes are 5,000 rupiah and 10,000 rupiah for cars. The Tepus Valley waterfall is not too high, only a few meters. The waterfall has a terrace counter. These levels are formed naturally. Tepus Valley also has typical mountain water, which is clean, clear, and turquoise in color. The water is accommodated in a pool made of natural rock. You can enjoy the freshness of the Tepus Valley water by soaking in the water pool. If you don't want to play in the water, you can take selfies at this waterfall. This destination has provided several spots that can be used as photo backgrounds for visitors. You can also relax and enjoy the atmosphere around the beautiful Tepus Valley with cool air. In the Tepus Valley, you can also camp. There is a camping ground provided for tourists. Tepus Valley has quite complete tourism facilities, namely prayer rooms, toilets, gazebos, and food stalls. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasaku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La 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 rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Les Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is arriving at the airport. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Akan Tinggal, which means will stay. You will listen to a conversation entitled Akan Tinggal, which means will stay. And this conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an immigration officer. Let's listen to their conversation.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan.
After listening to the conversation, I'll give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, akan tinggal, which means will stay. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Akan tinggal, which means will stay. Selama satu bulan, which means for 1 month. Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan. Which means, I will stay for 1 month. Kemana, which means where. Kemana Anda akan pergi? Kemana Anda akan pergi? Which means, where would you go? Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika. Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika. Which means, I'd go to Mandalika. Di mana, which means where. Menginap, which means stay. Di mana Anda akan menginap, which means where will you stay. Saya akan menginap di hotel, which means I will stay at the hotel. Toilet, which means toilet. Saya mau pergi ke toilet, which means I want to go to the restroom. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan, which means I will stay for 1 month. In that sentence, there is an expression, akan tinggal, which means will stay. The word akan, which means will, serves to express something about to happen. The expression akan tinggal, which means will stay, states the meaning of planning to stay somewhere. Other examples. To express the meaning of something that is about to happen, the word akan, which means will, is followed by a verb. For example, akan pergi, which means will go. And akan tinggal, which means will stay. Now let's listen to a conversation to convey the activity plan. Kemana Anda akan pergi, which means where will you go? Saya akan pergi ke Mandalika, which means I will go to Mandalika. Di mana Anda akan menginap? di mana Anda akan menginap, which means where will you stay? Saya akan menginap di hotel. Saya akan menginap di hotel, which means I will stay at the hotel. To convey the plan of activity, you can also use the word mau. Mau, which means want to. In informal conversation, for example, saya mau pergi ke toilet. Saya mau pergi ke toilet, which means I want to go to the toilet. Before ending, let's speak Indonesian today, or mari berbahasa Indonesia. For more details, let's listen to an example of conversation once again.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 bulan.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Akan Tinggal, or Will Stay. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Cinta biasa, hanya denting nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya. Ha, 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 ha. Oh. Kau membebaskanku dan ha, 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 ha. Bersamamu aku tahu kau suka padaku. Kau memeluk aku, terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Oh, oh. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Semua ini memang tidak biasa. Yeah, yeah. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati terkila-kila. Hatiku tergila-gila. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Karena erat kau memeluk aku. Terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Oh, oh. Ha 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 ha.
membuatku tertawa dan bersamamu. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku karena erat kau memeluk aku. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Oh, oh, erat kau memeluk aku. Oh, 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 rasanya man, kau memeluk aku. Aku inginkanmu. Oh, oh, oh.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about music, and for today's edition we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Putri Manjen by Pak Ucu. The Malay song of special Batam tells about Putri Manjen, or in English, Princess Manjen. In the Malay legend, it is told that once lived a princess on the island of Bentan, Riau, Archipelago. She is the incarnation of a tigress from Muara Jambi and married a man from Bentan. They then settled in Bentan. Currently, Putri Manjen's grave is located on the banks of the Manjen River. The name of the river is taken from the name Putri Manjen. Her grave is located on Bentan Island, precisely in the village of Penaga, Bentan Regency, Riau Islands. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Putri Manjen by Pak Ucu. Happy listening!
Suami. sia-sia. Tumpah dibuat tiadalah berganti.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And Twitter at Voi Indonesia. Email voi@voinews.id.
Thank you.